Today's daf is Bechoros Daf Dalet. We left off in Daf Gimel and Beis. We are not yet at the Mishnah. We just told one of the two stories that the Gemara has to tell about Bechoros situations where people wanted to either know about the Kedusha or remove Kedusha from certain animals. We're up to Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Rav Mari Bar Rachel, about 10 lines before the lines get wide. Rav Mari Bar Rachel, Havilei Hayichi Yusa, Havamaknalu Udenayu Lo'ovit Kachavim. Rav Mari Bar Rachel had animals that were Bechoros, and he would be Makne the ears to an Oved Kochavim. Va'asaluhu begiz va'avoda v'yavlu l'kohanim. He would still, even though he's makna the ear to an Oved Kochavim, and we learned that the Shita of the Chachamim is, at least according to one understanding of the Amoraim, no, it's okay, you can leave. According to one understanding of the Amoraim, is that kol sheyesh yad Oved Kochavim be'emtza, it's going to be pater from Bechora. Still, he treated it with certain Kedushas Bechor. He didn't allow Giza, he didn't allow Avoda, he actually gave it to the Kohen. And for some reason, Rav Mari Bar Rachel was obviously frowned upon min hashamayim for this action, because all of his animals died out. He didn't have anything left. So the Gemara just asks, what was he doing? Why would you be makna the ear to the Ovid Chavim if anyway you're going to treat it like a full-fledged Bechor? So he said, Naduma asi behu li de takala. Now he was worried that people should not come to be gozes and Ovid, and that's why he was makna, he cut off the ear. He was afraid that if he didn't cut off the ear and just try to take away the Kedushas Bechor also, that if the Kedushas Bechor were there, others would violate the Kedushas Bechor. So he didn't want to be Bali De Takala. So Frakling Mari, Ihachim, my time, Kalach Yusid Rav Mari. So if he was so cautious and so careful and did everything right, so he obviously meant well, so why was he punished? So I answer the Gemara, two possibilities. Mishum de mafkaluhu mikdushasayu, either because he took away the kedusha of the Bechoros, and that itself was considered to be a problem to take away the kedusha. I frak the Gemara, Vam Rav Yehuda mutalad mahatil mumbe bechor kodem sheitzilavir olam. But Rav Yehuda says there is an etza that you're allowed to take away the kedusha. You reach into the animal before it's born, and you're matil mum in the bechor before it comes out, and that takes away a certain level of kedusha, because as we discussed a few days ago, even though a bechor that's born, a bechor of behemah tahora that's born with a mum, still has a certain kedusha to it. We said that you're allowed a shechter, but it's less kedusha. It doesn't have to be born as a karban. You could shechter and basar's nechel chaladam and bekal makom. It's just that there are various isurim. There's nisur giza vavoda, etc. There's nisur. There are a certain level. It has to go to kohanim, right? So it still has a certain level of kedusha. So the Gemara says, no, hasam kedushas mizbeach kamafkalei. When you put a mum in it, so you're just taking away the kedushas mizbeach, meaning it has a din of a bechor bal mum where it goes to a kohen, and the kohen still has to treat it with kedusha. He can't do giza, he can't do avoda, and when he shechts it, he can't shecht it be'itlis, he can't shecht it in the slaughterhouse, in the local slaughterhouse. There's certain halachos that have to be observed by it. But mikdushas kohen lamafkalei. But when you're matil mum, it still has kedushas kohen. Hacha filu mikdushas kohen kamafkalei. But over here, by selling the ear to an ovid kachavim, he's completely being mafkia the kedushas bechor. There's no kedushas bechor whatsoever. He's bringing yad ovid kachavim beemsa to take away kedushas bechor. So that's what he did wrong. That's what Rav Mari Bar Rachel did wrong. He took away kedushas bechor when he should not have taken away kedushas bechor. V'iba yisema. Another possibility of what he did wrong is Rav Mari Bar Rachel yodala aknuye kinyan gomor v'chazile inishachrine v'azel v'avid v'savar Rav Mari milsa huda avid v'asi balide takala. Other people are going to see Rav Mari Bar Rachel selling the ear of his animal to a guy. Rav Mari Bar Rachel happened to be an expert in kinyan. I mean, he knew exactly how to be makna certain parts of the animal to a guy. Not everybody is an expert in kinyanim. Other people are going to see him. They're going to try to imitate it, and they're not going to do all the maisa kinyanim. They're going to assume it was with words alone that the kinyan happened, and they're going to try to be makna with words alone, which clearly will not. They're not going to take money, and by over chavim maos konos, so they're not going to do a proper kinyan, and it's not going to be a valid sale. What we do when we sell a bechor, because when we sell an animal in order to pater from bechoras, we do exactly like mechiras chametz. We do every chumrah, every form of kinyan that we possibly can do, just to be sure that the kinyan is proper. Now Tosfos over here, I'm not going to read inside, but Tosfos over here wonders, what about our minhag? We are mafkia kedushas bechor, Tosfos says, by being makna the ozen habehema. But over here it's clear in the Gemara of Mari Barachel was nenash for being makna the ozen of the behema, that apparently that was highly problematic. So why is it okay for us, Tosfos says? So Tosfos answers that Mari Barachel was makna not the ozen of the mother, but the ozen of the ubar. And since there's he's being mafkia on the gufa ubar, on the animal itself that's supposed to have the kedusha, that's why he was punished. But if someone is makna the ozen of the mother, saying bekachlum, that's no big deal. That's not a problem at all. However, it's certainly better, Tosfos says, to do Rabbi Yehuda's idea of being matil mumba ubar while it's still inside the mother's womb, rather than being mafkia the bechor from the kohen legamri by bringing the novi kulchavim into the ownership of the ozen. Tosfos says that would certainly be better. Tosfos gives another teretz that only in the days of Rav Mari Barachel it was usher to be makna the ozen of behema, because in the days of Rav Mari Barachel they knew how to do Rabbi Yehuda's etza. They knew how to be matil mum in an ubar, but nowadays we don't know how to be matil mum in an ubar. Memela, the best option we have is to be makna the ozen to a guy. So now, if Rav Mari Barachel would have been living today, he wouldn't have been punished for what he did. It's because he lived in a time where there were better options available that he was punished. But this whole analysis, l'chora, is according to the first answer of the Gemara, that holds that the reason Rav Mari Baruch was punished was because he should have done like Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Lashon Sheni, that he was punished because other people will be nichshal by viewing him as a role model in how to get rid of Kedushas Bechar? They're going to see how he was mafkia the Kedushas Bechar by being machna to a guy, and they're going to do similar but not quite the same as him. They're not going to know how to make a kinyan, and it's going to be boli de takala of Bechar Gamor. So according to that, Lashon, you also have to say similarly, that since Rav Mari Barachel was a baki b'takonis Rabbi Yehuda, he knew how to be matul mumbu ubar, so he had a better option. And that's why he should have been concerned, why take the option where other people are going to learn from me and they're going to mess up? Take an option that's safer. But we don't have a better option. Memela, we don't have to be worried that someone is going to learn and is going to learn from us and not know how to be matul mum properly. That's how Tosfos says. That's answers. Now Rabbeinu Tam also writes that you can't say that Rav Mari Barachel was makna the ozen of Bechor La'akum, because that would be makna davar shelo b'liolam. This opens up a whole new discussion. Rabbeinu Tam says it can't be that he was makna the ozen of the Bechor itself, meaning of the fetus, to the Ovid Kachavim, because the fetus is the davar shelo b'liolam. So you have to say he was makna the behema li ozne ha'ubar, like you're makna to somebody a dekel li perosav, a tree for its fruits. So the dekel is b'liolam, the peros are in b'liolam. So he's makna the behema li ozen vladosav, that for the ears of its vlados. So mele, you have to be choshesh that people are going to make a mistake and think that he's makna the ozen of the uber mamish, which is davar shelo b'liolam, and they're going to do the same thing, and that's why it's going to be bali de takal. It's so obvious what the mistake is going to be. The mistake is going to be a major one. It looks like he's being makna them the ears of the fetus. He's not. He's being makna the mother vis-a-vis the ears of the fetus. Who's going to understand that? Such a dakas tikka chilek. So people aren't going to understand that it doesn't work to be makna davar shelo b'liolam. So what's clear from Rabbeinu Tam is that you cannot be makna any chilek of the ubar, because that's considered davar shelo b'liolam. Obviously, he holds an ubar as a davar shelo b'liolam. The reason that's significant is that not everybody agrees to that. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Zayin, Halachat HaZayin, writes that if someone says l'chaveiro im yolda ishtecha nekeva harehi mekudeshesli, sounds like a pretty sick thing to do. But let's say a person's friend is his friend's wife is pregnant, and he says, you know what? I so want you to be my father-in-law that if your wife gives birth to a baby girl, she should be mekudeshes to me right now. I'm being Makadisha right now. You could be Makabal Kiddushin on behalf of your Katana daughter. So if it's a girl, she should be Makadashas to me. So the halacha is, says the Rambam, if Eshes Chavera was in fact pregnant, and it was Hukar Ubra, she was past 3 months of pregnancy, and it turns out to be a girl, Mekudashas. Apparently, the Rambam does not consider it davar shelo b'liolam. The Raiva jumps all over it. What are you talking about? Davar shelo b'liolam. The baby's not born yet. In Shulchan Aruch and Ebn Ezra Simon Mem, Siv Ches, both Deos are quoted, the Rambam and the Raivid. But when it comes to choshen mishpat, the mekach u'memker in choshen mishpat, siman reish tes siv dalid, the Rambam writes that an uber is considered a davar shelo bali olam. So, and therefore, if you say mashetelid parasi oshiv chasi machr lach onasun lach, if you try to sell that which my cow will give birth to, so lo amar klum, it's absolutely invalid, even if the cow was already pregnant. But the Shulchan Aruch, and in that spot, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the sheet of the Rambam at all. He only quotes the sheet of the Rambam in Ebn Ezer when it comes to Kiddushin. So that's what the Beis Shmuel in Ebn Ezer, over there in Simon Mem, Sivkat Yud Beis, Beis Shmuel writes that the Mechaber is Choshesh for the sheet of the Rambam, only Legabe Kiddushin. Now the problem is, the Rambam himself doesn't necessarily work out with all the other Rambams, because the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Mechira, Perichav Beis, Halacha Yud, that if you're Mezaka L'Ubar, Lo Kana. That if you try to be Mezaka something for an Uber, on behalf of an Uber, you want the Uber to be Kona something, it doesn't work. Apparently, the Rambam holds that the Uber is a Davar Shalom Bali Olam. That's why he can't make a Kinyan. Yet the Rambam was the one who held that you could be Mekadesh, the Uber. So it's a Davar Shabali Olam. So why would you be able to be Mezaka L'Ubar? So it could be that it's a different din, meaning the Ktos explains that when it comes to Kiddushin and Kinyan, that's where we say an Uber is a Dover Shabali Olam. When it comes to Yad L'Zachia, it could be that the din of Yad L'Zachia, that's a din of having a Yad. He's still inside the mother, he doesn't have a Yad. So it could be that the din of Yad L'Zachia doesn't happen until he's actually born, even though he's already considered a Dover Bali Olam, meaning this table is also a Dover Bali Olam. It can't make a Kinyan yet. There are certain qualifications you need to be able to make a Kinyan beyond being Ba'olam. Sayin Achinami, the Uber might be Ba'olam, but he still doesn't have all of the qualifications necessary in order to make Kinyanim. Just one other issue before we move on to the next Mishnah. The Turi Evin says that you can be Mochiach from here, from the story of Rav Mari, where he was Makna the Ozen to the Ovid Chavim, that a Behemas Hefker is Chayiv in Bechora. Why? Because if a Behemas Hefker were Pater from Bechora, why would he be Matriach himself to be Mafkia the Kedusha by being Makna the Ozen to Ugai? He had such a simpler solution. He could have just been Mafkir it and Patered it from Bechora. Now, you could argue very simply, no, if this was going to lead to misunderstanding, so being Mafkir for sure will lead to misunderstanding. People aren't going to be Mafkir B'Lev Shalem, people aren't going to be Mafkir at all. They're not going to see that he did anything. He didn't do any actions. Or maybe he wanted to keep the animal. He didn't want someone else to come along and take the animal. So not so posh, not so clear what the Turi Evan's big raya is, Turi Evan Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel, from this Gemara, but Turi Evan thinks he has a raya from this Gemara. Okay, let's see Vayte. Mishnah. Kohanim Leviim Peturin Mikal V'Chomer. Kohanim and Leviim are Pater, so from Peter Chamor, we're going to see from Bechor Adam as well, not from Behemoth Tahura, but from Peter Chamor and from Bechor Adam. Kohanim Leviim are Pater, but the Kal V'Chomer is as follows. In Pater as Shal Yisrael B'Midbar, Dinu Sheyiftu Eshal Atzman. If the Leviim were in the Midbar, were able to pater the Bechorei Yisrael, the Chumash says there were 22,273 Bechorei Yisrael, there were 22,000 Leviim, really 22,300, but 300 of them were Bechoros themselves, so they couldn't function in this capacity. 22,000 Leviim, numbers worked out almost perfectly. The 22,000 Leviim exempted the Bechorei Yisrael from Pidyon HaBen. So if the Bechorei Leviim had the ability to pater Bechorei Yisrael in the Midbar, Dinu Sheyiftu Es Atzman. So certainly the Leviim could pater their own Chamorim. So it makes it sound like the Bechorei Leviim not only patered the human Bechorei Yisrael, but they patered the Petar Chamors of Israel. That the fact that there were firstborn Leviim in the Midbar, that patered the Petar Chamors. So if it patered the Petar Chamors, certainly they should pater their own Petar Chamors. If it patered the Israel's Petar Chamors, it should pater their own Petar Chamors. So that the Gemara right away asks, what are you talking about? Inu Patri, Adam Patar, Behema Patra. Now, the Leviim themselves did not pater the Petar Chamors of Yisraelim. Now, humans don't pater animals. Rather, the Leviim themselves patered the Yisraelim themselves, the Bechorei Bnei Adam themselves. But Behema Patra, the Leviim's Chamorim, the Leviim's sheep, rather, patter the chamor of the chamorim of Yisrael, because that's how petach chamor works. You have to exchange it for a sheep. Dechsev kachas alviim tachas bechor b'bnei Yisrael ves be'mas alviim tachas be'mtam. The leviim are in place of the bechorim of b'nei Yisrael. The behemas alviim is tachas the behemas b'nei Yisrael. Some Rabbaye Hachi Kamar. So Rabbaye says, no, we misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah means say as follows: Kohanim Levi'in Peturin Behemtam Mikal V'Chomer. Im Ifkia Behemtam Shel Levi'in Behema Shel Yisrael B'Midbar Dinu Shetafkia Eshel Atzman. That's what we're saying, that the Kohanim and Levi'im, their behemos pater the behemos of their, I'm sorry, they can pater their own behemos from a Kal V'Chomer, meaning because if their behemos were able to pater the behemos of Yisrael, so certainly their behemos should pater their own behemos. But it's not that the Kohanim and Levi'im themselves. That's how Abaye understands. So says the Gemara, Amrle Rava. Rava says, what are you talking about? Patru inhu katani. It doesn't say they're behemos. It says they. The Mishnah says they themselves. Somehow they should be part of the equation. The actual Levim should be part of the equation. Va'od im isa filu mi b'char be'ma Torah nifteru. And furthermore, if you're going to follow this Kal V'Chomer, then the Kohanim and Levim should not only be pater from Petra Chamar and from Pidyon HaBen, they should also be pater from Bechor Behema Tahora. Alama Tanan, why do we say in the Mishnah, Lo Niftaru Mi Bechor Behema Tahora, Elim Pidyon HaBen Petra Chamar? Why does the Mishnah say that they're not, that they're only pater from Petra Chamar and from Pidyon HaBen, but they do not pater from Bechor Behema Tahora? The Kal V'Chomer that you're saying should work for Bechor Behema Tahora as well. Ella Amarava Hachi Katani. Now, because again, the Kal V'Chomer was, if their animals could pater somebody else's animals, they should for sure pater their own animals. So there's Yisrael's Chamar, it's got to pater itself, should pater their own animals. Ella Amarava, so rather Rava says, this is the way to read the Mishnah. Hachi Katani. Kohanim Levi'im patru hein atzmon mikal v'chomer. The Kohanim and the Levi'im, what's the Girsa? Yeah, paturin hein atzmon mikal v'chomer. They themselves are pater from a kal v'chomer, meaning the kal v'chomer does not have anything to do with behema. The kal v'chomer is about the Kohanim and Levi'im themselves. Im ifkia kedushasun shel Levi'im, kedusha shel Yisrael, b'midbar, lo yafkia shel atzmon, right? Because the kal v'chomer is a very simple one. If the fact that you have Levi'im, that was enough, the human Levi'im are able to pater human Yisraelim, the Bechore Yisraelim, so for sure they should pater themselves. But Ashkechan Adam, Behema Tamea Minalan, that's only about Pidyon HaBen. Where do we know that they taka also there's a din of Petar Chamor, that somehow the Kohanim and Levim and their behemoths have some sort of effect on Petar Chamor? Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Ach Padosif De, Es Bechore Adam, Es Bechore Behema Tamea Tifte. And we darshin, the fact that the pasuk mentions two things. It mentions Pidyon HaBen, Bechor HaAdam, and it mentions Petar Chamor. It does not mention Behema Tahora. So we darshin, Kol sheyeshlo b'Bechor HaAdam, yeshlo b'Bechor Behema Tameya. Whoever is included in the requirement of Bechor HaAdam, meaning not Kohanim and Levi'im, are included in the requirement of Bechor Behema Tameya, meaning not Kohanim and Levi'im. Whoever is not included in Bechor HaAdam, Kohanim and Levi'im is not included in Bechor Behem HaTemeya. So that's how we know Kohanim and Levi'im are not included in Bechor Behem HaTemeya. That's how Rava understands. So the Kal V'Chomer itself is only used for Adam. It's not used for Behema at all. The Hekish is used for Behema. The Hekish between Bechor Behema, between the Bechor Adam and Bechor Behem HaTemeya, that's how we learn that the Levi'im pater the Bechor Behema Temeya of themselves. They pater their own Bechor Behema Temeya.
Can we take that a step further and say a woman who owns an animal, since she's not involved in Bechor at all, she wouldn't have to do it?
What do you mean she's not involved in Bechor at all?
Meaning that she's a female. She's not ever.
Oh, meaning just apply to
say a woman who's not married.
So let's see. The Gemara has a few questions on this drasha. So let's see. Amalei Rav Safra l'Abaye l'didach. So first, the Gemara attacks Abaye. Abaye was the one who said that it was all derived from the Kal V'chomer, that the tour of behemas also derived from the Kal V'chomer. So I'm there, Safal Abayi Lidi, Dach Damert Behemtam, Ben Levi, the Havale Se, the Afka Livka. The Lavale Se, the Afka La Livka. He says, according to you, if even the din of a behemah is learned from a Kal V'chomer, then we should say that only Ben Levi, who actually has a Se, that was Mafkia, the Kedusha of a Yisrael's animal, could be of a Petach Hamor of Yisrael, could be itself pater from Bechor. But if a Ben Levi didn't have a Seh that would pater a Yisrael's animal, Mela, there was no Kal V'chomer that would apply to that particular animal, and it would be Chayiv B'Bechor. So that's Kasha and Abaye. According to Rava, that's not a Kasha, because Rava does not learn the din of Bechor Behema from a Kal V'chomer. So therefore, just because the Kal V'chomer doesn't apply, won't mean the din won't apply, because Rava learns it from a Hekish, that anyone who's not included in Bechor Adam is not including Bechor Behema, so it makes no difference whether your Bechor Behema actually worked for a Yisrael Seh. And but that kasha is only on Abaye. But the Gemara says Bein l'didach Bein l'Rava, but a kasha both on Abaye and Rava, Ben Chodesh to Afka Livka. If you have someone who's 30 days old, that was Mafkia, the Kedusha of Yisrael, Ben Levi, who's 30 days old, that was Mafkia, the Kedusha of Yisrael, that should be Mufka itself from Bechor. But a Bechor that's less than 30 days old, which never was Mafkia, the Kedusha of a Bechor Yisrael, should not be Mafkia Kedusha Satsmo either. And therefore, you should have certain Levim that were Shaykh, that were Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. Those Levim that were less than 30 days old, at the time that the transference happened, that the Ptur happened, that the big 22,000 for 22,000 exchange happened, there must have been Levim that were less than 30 days old. They should be Chayiv in Bechor. And their descendants too, right? They should be chayiv and bechor, and their descendants should also be chayiv and bechor, because they were never exempted. Yoko bein l'rava bein l'abaye, and levia lo tifka. And not only that, a female levia. What's the halacha? If a female levia has a is married to Yisrael and she has a baby, you're pater from pidyon haben. So why should you be pater from pidyon haben? She was never able to be mafkia anybody else's kedusha. So alamam ravad barava levia sheyalda benah pater from chamish shleim. Why do we assume that a levia that's yalda the ben is pater from chamish shleim? So says mar halo kasha. That's not a kasha. That last one is not a kasha. At least kedemar bereid rav Yosef mishmei derava damar peteret rechem. Pasuk says peter rechem, so it must be that whose rechem it is matters. But peter rechem tal rechemana, that since there's dafka din peter rechem, it must be the fact that it's the rechem of a levia makes a difference. Because be peter rechem tal rechemana, va'aron shelo haya ba'osu minyan lo lifka. Detanya lama nakod al aron shebuchum shepikudim shelo haya ba'osu minyan. What about Aaron, who wasn't counted? Even though Aaron was a kohen, he wasn't counted amongst those numbers. So therefore, the Kedusha of Bechor should not leave, meaning the Kedusha of Bechor. Now, Aaron himself was, Aaron himself is not really a Kasha. We're talking about the Petr Chamor of Aaron, because Aaron himself anyway was a Bechor. So anyway, he would not have patered anybody else. But we're saying since he wasn't in the Minyan, it shouldn't work for his Petr Chamor. His Petr Chamor should be Chayiv. So why isn't he Chayiv? And the Gemara Darshins, that's why there are Nekudos on the names of Aaron, on the name of Aaron in Sefer Bemidbar, to tell me that he wasn't included in the Minyan. So Amakra, Halavim, Hukshu kol alavim zelaze. No, that teaches us that all the Levim are in the same boat. So even though some of them are, maybe wouldn't, the Kal V'chomer won't apply to, some of them maybe you would say they weren't included in the, they were less than 30 days old or whatever, and they weren't included in the original transference of Kedusha. Yeah, but all Levim are like each other. We're not going to make distinctions within the world of Levim. Kohanim inalan. What about Kohanim? How do I know Kohanim are pater? Kedir b'shom ben Levi. Dom r' b'shom ben Levi. Be'asrim arba makomos nikru kohanim Levi. There are 24 places where Kohanim are called Levim, and one of them is Kohanim Levim Bnei Tzadok. That's a reference to Kohanim being called Levim. Ludoros Minalan. How do I know that that's not only true in the Midbar, but that's true for all generations? That they retain their current status. So that's how we know that the halacha is going to stay the same. Ludoros. Now, Now, Leviah that gives birth, we just said that the Benaz Pater from Chamei Shlav, there's this nice sefer, Chashukei Chemed, that Rav Zilberstein has on all of the, on many of the Masechtos. I don't know if he has on everything yet, but Halach Lamaisa Shaila that was asked related to the Daf. So he's asked the following Shaila related to this idea of a Leviah Sheyolda, that her son is Pater from Chamei Shlav. He had a young couple that decided to, that we're going to have, the guy was a Yisrael, and they were going to make a big pidyon ben. They invited 100 people, they rented out a catering hall, they did everything, they invited guests, and they invited Rav Mordechai Tevela Kohen Zatzal to be the Kohen for the Pidyon HaBen. So when the rabbi gets there, he starts making small talk, asking about the family, and it turns out that he discovers that the woman, the mother of the child's father, is a Levi. The mother is a Bas Levia. So he says, you know, you don't need to do a Pidyon HaBen. We can't do a Pidyon HaBen, you're a Leviah. So she said, no, I didn't know that. I already invited all these people. How could I, you know, it's going to be such a bizarre. Don't make a bracha, but to do a Pidyon HaBen. You got to do a Pidyon HaBen because it's going to be so embarrassing. How could we not do a Pidyon over here? He says, I'll do a Birchas Kohanim. You know, I'll give a bracha to the child. So now everyone will chop that. Just please do a Pidyon HaBen. So the Shaila is he allowed to do a Pidyon HaBen in that situation, knowing that the mother's a Leviah? So it's very interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in Shailas Yaivet, where he says that Bizman Azeh, he thinks a Ben Leviah Yesh Luftoso Misafik, because we don't really know who the real Leviim are. Since they're not Leviim Vadoim, so why should it be any different than any other Safik Daraisa? That a Kol Mashav Shal the Sakin Misakninan, lots of the Safik, there's obviously not our Minog, we're not Choshish for Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but there is such a Shita out there that even a Ben Leviah, you should do Pidyon HaBen on Misafik. The Chasam Sofer and the Chuvin Yerodeus and Reish Sadi Alf disagrees with Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Beis Siman Lamed says that when his firstborn son, whose mother was Leviah, he discussed with his father should he be machmer to be poda or not, and he says at the end of the day he said that we shouldn't be machmer for Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And Shevet Alevi Rav Vazner in Chelek Beis Siman Kufayin Gimel says even though the Gabi Pinya Ben there are some people that are machmer to go to as many kohanim as they can because of the chumra of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you never know, maybe the guy's not a Kohen. Chumras Bas Levi, we never heard of keeping such a Chumra, that a person's not really a Bas Levi. So he says, you're not gonna keep such a Chumra. Now, they say in the name of Rav Yashiv, he quotes here the name of Rav Yashiv, that min adin, chazaka works for Yisurim Daraisa. So the chazaka, that someone's a Kohen, someone's a Levi, it's not a Safik Daraisa. Chazaka works to make it a Vade Daraisa. We're not gonna consider it like a Safik. So that's, he thought that B'makom Busha, in this situation, maybe you can do a Pidyon to be Choshish for the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but he didn't think in general that we should be Choshish for that. The other interesting Shaila, he has this idea that Kohanim Levim are Paturim, and Bas Kohen and Bas Levi's Pater, so some of Bachar asked him that he was read two Shiduchim. One of them was a Bas Levi, and one of them was not a Bas Levi. So he wanted to know, should he dafka go out with the girl who's not a Bas Levi, because then he might be able to do Pidyon HaBen in the future. Very from a bacher, and not so romantic. So he wants to know, should he dafka go out with the Basel, so he'll be able to do Pidyon HaBen. So he said, no, the Gemara in Pesachim says that if you want to be Zocha La'osher, you should be Yidbak Bizarro Shal Aaron, you should marry into the children of Aaron HaKohen. So Adrabah, it's a great Zuchus to marry into Yichus. It's not such a great thing to stay away from the Yichus just to be able to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Okay, whatever it is, I don't know. Okay, on we go. Says the Gemara, Umimai de Beseh, how do we know that that Ben Levi is Pater's, the Ben Levi at the time pattered the Pitrei Chamorim of Yisrael with a Seh? We said that the Ben Levi Seh pattered the Yisrael's Chamor. How do I know that's so? So Rav Chista Nemar Kesav Ledoros V'Nemar Seh Ledoros. The way we know that that's the way it happened is because that's the way we do it now. When we have a Pitrei Chamor, we use a Seh. So Mat Kesav Omer Ledoros Bo Padu Ledoros, just like when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, where we use money, they used money also in the Midbar, so Bo Padu Lososha, that's what they used Lososha in the Midbar. Afseha Omer Ledoros Bo padu l'doros, bo padu l'al sasha, so to the seh, which is amr l'doros. We know the halach is nowadays with the seh, so to the seh, that's amr l'doros, that's what they use, ba'al sasha as well. That's what they use the seh as well. So says the Gemara, wait a second, but ma'al kesef, shekin podin bo haktashos, umay sasheni. Maybe kesef, you can say such a drasha about that, that's what they must have used, because kesef is a poda. Kesef always works for pidyon throughout other areas of halacha as well. Where do we ever find that a seh works for pidyon? Just because a seh works for pidyon in zman hazeh, who says that it's necessarily going to work for pidyon? That it necessarily works for pidyon in the zman amidbar? I mean, Chaznish writes what the Gemara means to say is that the pidya seh is a very mechudish dika inyan. The whole idea that a seh would work for pidyon, it's unprecedented. We don't find it anywhere else in the Torah. So it could be that by osa shah that it was neschadish by each behema that when the Torah says Ludoros, but who says that already applied? And you can't bring a raya from Kesef, because Kesef is a general poda. Kesef always works for Pidyon. So the Shakla Vitari is not really a din of a binyanav that you learn from one to the other. It's just saying Misvara. Misvara, the Gemara said, yeah, Seh should be poda, because it's poda now, it's poda then. The Gemara says, the Svara is not exactly the same, because by Kesef is a much stronger Svara to be poda. Seh is much less of a Svara. Ella Amar Krasa, says the Gemara, no, there's a Pasuk. We compare Bechor Adam and Bechor Behema Temeah. So now that we have that comparison, we say as follows. Ma Bechor Adam lo chilakta bein l'doros bein l'sasha b'kesef. Just like when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. We don't distinguish between what they did v'al sasha and what we do l'doros. It's always done b'kesef. So too, af behema tamea lo tachlok bo bein l'doros bein lo sasha b'seh. We should not make any chilik. We should not distinguish the way it's done l'doros and the way it's done lo sasha. Sounds very similar to what we had before, except the difference is now we have a pasuk. It's not just stam, a svar b'alma. When you have a pasuk, obviously that's a much stronger source, and you can't shlug it up by saying yeah, but it says not really so often used for pidyon. Fine, Amar Rabbi Chanina, se echad shel ben Levi. Potter kama pitrei chamorim mi Yisrael. The same seh, a single seh of a ben Levi, can potter several pitrei chamorim of Yisrael. Amar Abaye teida, I'll prove it. Sharimana akasuv odfim ba'adam v'lomana odfim b'behema. The Torah, when it talks about how the Levim were to replace the Bechorim, discussed exact numbers. 22,000 for 22,273. It was very precise with the numbers, and the other 273 needed to use money. When it talks about the behema, the exchange of behemas, no numbers. Why no numbers? Must be there were no numbers because the numbers didn't matter. You could use a single seh of a Levi for many becharos of pitrei chamor of an adam of Yisrael. So mimai dilmalavi nefishilu behemas tuva. No, maybe there just weren't so many behemas, so the numbers weren't an issue. Maybe there were plenty of sehs to go around for every pitrei chamor. So lo salkadaituch. No, that can't be. Tichsiv umikne rav hayu lebnei Reuven lebnei Gad. We know that the Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad had a lot of animals. So obviously they must have had a lot of Petar Chamar. So it's unlikely that the Levim had enough says to cover the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. So says Umar, Dilma, Afilu Hachi, Pshutim de Levim, Havu Kaimi Levadi Bechor Yisrael. Yeah, but the Levim says didn't need to be Bechoros. They could be any set. Any set Kapater and Petar Chamar. So how do you know the numbers didn't work out? Maybe the Levim had enough sheep to cover the Bechorei Petre Chamar. The Petar Chamar, which by definition is a bechor of the Israels. So makra ves behema salvim tachas behemtam behema achas tachas behemos harbe. No, how do I know that one set could be poda several petar chamars? Not based on this, on the fact that the Torah doesn't tell me numbers. There's a beferish pasuk. Pasuk says behema salvim. That's singular. Behemas is singular. Behemtam is plural. So the behemas salvim would be tachas behemtam of Israel. Singular tachas plural. So that's how I know. So frankly, Gemara, yet does behema always mean singular? Ve'ema behema rabba. Sometimes behema, it means behema rabba means several animals, a lot of animals. So says Gemara, yeah, but the juxtaposition of the word behemas with behemtam is what's striking. Imkein lichtov kra o behema tachas behema o behemtam tachas behemtam. You're right. Behema sometimes means a lot of animals, but then why would you switch mid pasuk to the word behemtam? So my behema tachas behemtam shramina chad pater tuva. It must be that one was able to pater many others. The Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph proves from a Gemara later on in Daf Yud Aleph that there's a chiyuv of pidyon peter chamor even in Chutz La'aretz, but Tosfos says that mistama that chiyuv of peter chamor is only midrabanan. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, what do you mean from our Gemara? And certainly according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds that kachu b'choros b'midbar, it's muchach that they were poder pitre chamorim b'midbar, and the midbar was in Chutz La'aretz, and obviously that pidia was mirat Torah. Meaning, what are we discussing over here? We're learning that the sek could be poder many chamorim from what they did in the midbar, and the midbar was obviously Chutz La'aretz. So what's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos in Kiddushin Lamed Zayin that yeah, mistama peter chamor in Chutz La'aretz is only derabanan. What do you mean derabanan? Beferish and psukim that they did it in the midbar. So the Machna writes that you can't bring a raya from that which they were pulled to pitrei chamorim b'midbar, that hu adin bezman hazeh pitrei chamorim in Chutz La'aretz or chayiv, because you can't learn ledoros misha'a. Meaning midbar had a separate din. The midbar was a totally separate entity. The Machna also says maybe before bin skadish Eretz Yisrael, before the kibush v'chiluk and the kedusha, the full fledged kedusha Eretz Yisrael took effect, maybe then mitzvahs pidyon petar chamor was a din d'arais in the midbar. But maybe once we had kedusha sa'aretz, so now there was a place for the mitzvah to take center stage. Mela in chutz laretz was then downgraded. We do find that through the growing pains of Klal Yisrael, certain things became de-emphasized as we inched closer to the full-fledged kedusha that we deserve. Mashal ma'adav dom. It's not an exact parallel of Moshe as a tshuva about giving secular names, about giving non-Jewish names. And Rav Moshe says, yeah, it's mutter, all the Amoraim will go and they all have non-Jewish names. And he says, I don't like it, but it's mutter to call your kid, whatever, Johnny and Mikey or whatever. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be Yankee and Shimmy, right? So that's, but Rav Moshe says, what about the Medrash that says that the Klal Yisrael was Nigal because Lo Shinu HaShemam, they didn't change the names. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, that's because that's all they had. They didn't have Torah mitzvahs yet. So you don't have Torah mitzvahs, so then you got to keep your identity. Once you have Torah mitzvahs, so the shame could be de-emphasized. It doesn't become as important. So it's a similar concept over here. That yeah, the midbar, the mitzvah as done in the midbar was very emphasized until we had somewhere better to do it. Once we had Kedusha Sa'aretz, so then the Kedusha Sa'aretz took over and the midbar became de-emphasized. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava, Avinu Nami Taninu, Poda Bo Pam Harbe. You could be poda with it many times. Question: Is it a mila to dafka be poda with the same said many times? I mean, there is a concept in halacha that once you do a single mitzvah with something, you should try to do many mitzvahs with it. That it's appropriate to do other mitzvahs with it. That's why we have such a that hold the savu b'chada mitzvah yasabo mitzvah harbe. We have that's what there's a minag that we take our dalin mina our lulavim and we use them to fuel the fire of the Srefas Chametz. Why? Of the Bir Chametz. Why would we do that? Because once we did one mitzvah with it, we continue to do other mitzvahs with it. So is there such a Maile Bayis says? An interesting question. But anyway, the Gemara says, so Rav also says, Rabbi Chanina, time in the Masis and Mefarish, Valchi Kamar, my time of Podabo Pam Harbe, why is it that we're Poda many times? Mishum Desechot Shal Ben Levi, Potter Kama Pitre Chamorim, Shal Yisrael. Because one Sev, a Ben Levi, would pat many pitrei chamorim of Yisrael in the midbar, so that's where we learn that you could be poda pam harbe. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan or kachu b'choros b'midbar, Reish Lakshom lo kachu b'choros b'midbar. Interesting machlokas. Was there kedushas b'chor in the midbar? Everyone agrees that there was kedushas b'chor in Eretz Yisrael. What about in the midbar? So Rabbi Yochanan kachu b'choros b'midbar, Rachman or Malikdashu, kedushiv kadosh li kol b'chor. That was in the midbar. So it must be that the b'chor was born in the midbar had kedusha. Reish Lakshom lo kachu b'choros b'midbar, kedushiv. It says when you go into Eretz Yisrael, that's what we talk about being Makadish to Bukharos. Sounds like prior to that, there was no Kedushas Bukharos. So, frankly, Gemara, Esfer Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that they were Kadosh in the Midbar, asks on Reish Lakish, there are going to be several kashas and rayas. This is number one. Ad Shalokichu Prior to that Kamas HaMishkan, who do you think did the Avoda? The Becharos did the Avoda. So what do you mean there was no Kedushas Bechar? It was in the Minbar, they were doing the Avoda in the Mishkan. Meaning they were doing the Avoda by the Bamos, before the Mishkan, the first year in the Midbar. Amalei Boson, Shiatsumi Mitzrayim, says, yeah, those weren't the ones that were born in the Midbar, those were the ones that left Mitzrayim. What I'm trying to say, Reish Lakish says, is that those that were born in the Midbar didn't have Kedushas Bechar. Those that were born in Mitzrayim did have Kedushas Bechar. And Achinam Mistavu, we must be talking about those that were born in Mitzrayim. Dilote Mahachi Ben Shana Bar Mevet Avoda, who? The Mishkan was built 1 year into the travels in the Midbar. So what, you think the six-month-old baby is doing the Avoda, the one that was born in the Midbar? Obviously not. We're obviously talking about Bechar that were born in Mitzrayim. So Dekarla, my Karila, that is pretty obvious. That's a pretty strong raya. So what were we thinking? So achi kakashalei iam ripish lama de lo pasuk kedusha sayu hanicht mei karinami lo pasuk kedusha sayu. If you're going to say that there continue to be kedusha with every newborn firstborn baby, so then I understand that those who were previous firstborn babies also didn't lose their kedusha. Eliam ripish pasuk kedusha sayu hanicht mei karinami pasuk kedusha sayu. But if you're going to say that the kedusha stopped from being chal on new babies, then maybe we should say the kedusha went away from becharos who were born in Mitzrayim. The Idach and Rabbi Yochanan respond, no, those are two totally different things. The Kadosh Kadosh, the Lo Kadosh Lo Kadosh. He already had Kedusha, already had Kedusha. He who did not yet have Kedusha didn't get Kedusha. Raya number two now, Esvei. So the Gemara asks, Osa Yom Shukam Mishkan, Kavalam Bisram Darman Davos, Chatos, Vashams Becharos, and Maestros. So on the day the Mishkan was set up, they brought all sorts of carbon, including Becharos, Sachinami, but also, so don't you see that the Becharos had status? So says Marno, Hachinami, Bosan Shiatsumi Mitzrayim. No, those also were the ones that were Yotzim Mitzrayim. Umino, also Yom Dekarim, Mikan Ve'eluch Lokarov. And Dafka, that from there is my Raya. Because you see, on that day they brought Becharos, but anything after that they didn't bring. Afterwards they weren't, because there was no Kedushas Bechar. In fact, Ikadamri, another version of that Raya is that the Raya is actually in the other direction. That Esvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, also Yom Shukam Mishkan, Kovar Lamisalim Darman Davos, Chatos Vashabas, Becharos and Maestros, also Yom In Mikan Ve'eluch Lo. Don't you see they didn't bring it after that day? So says Gemara, no, Eima Me'eluch Yom Ve'eluch. It means not only that day, from that day onward. Umay Kamash V'lon, what's the Chiddush? They Me'eluch Yom In Me'ekara Lo. And the Chiddush is that they were only able to bring from that day. They weren't able to bring before that day, because before that day they didn't have a Mishkan, they only had Bamos, and you're not allowed to bring a Karban Chova on a Bama. Okay, those are the first two Rayas. We're up to Raya number three. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I will be here Sunday. Will not be here the rest of next week. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael, Mirtz Hashem. I'll be back the following Tuesday. Bye.